preseason, isn't it? Like, we're working, unlike the Packers starters. I mean, at some point we'll have a sub, I'm sure, because there's no way you guys will be here for every show next week, right?
I will be. I don't know about you, but I will.
I don't know about Jesse.
I will not.
Okay. We got to make sure we're staying on brand.
Yeah. Good run, though, we've had here.
Yeah, we have had a good run this week, and it's been a good week of shows. We want to finish strong. We've got Feel Good Friday, Painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, coming up. We've got the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, and we got Wonelli. But first, another part of our Friday shows during the regular season is the weekend preview, and we're going to run a little preseason action here, plus week zero of college football. Am I right?
Heck yeah, guys. Our favorite week of the year, week zero of the college football season, gets underway tomorrow. Weekend preview, usually we pick some of the best football games on the slate outside of the Packers and Badgers, and we ask you what you want to watch and what you're not particularly interested in at all. We'll ask that question here a little bit different than usually when we're in the regular season, but curious to see what you say here. So, of these games this weekend, which one are you interested in? Which one do you have absolutely no interest in watching? The college football season does start at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning on ESPN in Dublin, 10th-ranked Florida State and Georgia Tech in an ACC conference game played in Dublin. That is the first game of the college football season tomorrow at 11 a.m., just before the Packers start their preseason game at noon. Saturday night, 6:30 on the NFL Network. Are you interested in seeing what Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets look like? Giants, Jets at 6:30.
Not even a smidge.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers not playing.
No,
in that game.
Not a chance. No. You never know who else is going to play, though.
Alan Lazard.
Malik Heath, is he on that team? No, who's the one?
No, Malik Heath is on the Packers.
Yeah, who's
roster.
No, there's a former Packers receiver that's on the. Not Lazard.
Somebody's up at Lambeau already, aren't they? Somebody's mind's already gone.
No, who's
Friday,
the one? I'll find
Malik
it.
Taylor.
That's the one. Other Malik.
Dontavian Wicks is with the Jets, right?
It was.
Didn't
still,
he go to the Jets?
I just said Heath. I meant Malik Taylor.
Oh, no.
We are the only show in America that have talked about Malik Heath and Malik Taylor today.
Sunday Night Football on NBC, the New England Patriots and the Washington Commanders.
Also not interested.
For the preseason championship, potentially. Could be those teams' Super Bowl this year. And last but not least, start naming your old Oakland A's, Brewers Athletics, in addition to tonight's game late, 3 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
So just so I'm understanding this correctly, we decided to do the weekend preview with four things none of us wants to watch. Like, maybe the Brewers, if you just happen to stumble across it at 3 o'clock.
It's a pennant race, Jason.
They're playing the A's, who I hear are terrible.
They are.
And are you really into Florida State, Georgia?
They're not as bad as the White Sox, and they're not as bad as the 2023 Oakland A's, who swept the Brewers at AmFam. This is the biggest series of the year for Tausch and I, revenge series after last year.
Yeah, it's a big series. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not super intrigued by any of it. I'm gonna enjoy my last weekend without football for a stretch, and probably outside of the Packers. I'm going to probably tape that game as well. It's not going to be a big weekend.
You're not even going to watch the Packers game live?
The Little League World Series is more intriguing to me than that. And I won't watch that either. Is that fair?
If we're really being honest, one of the main reasons I wanted to do this was to get your thoughts on week zero of the college football season, because I know that's riled
up. What are
the
other games for week zero?
New Mexico is playing some. Here, I'm pulling it up in just a second. There's a couple of FCS games.
All right, well, Jesse looks up the week zero games. This weekend preview has been brought to you by Fleet Farm, which I'm sure Fleet Farm is thrilled by. So instead of watching any of these crappy games on television, go take part in Fleet Farm's bucket sale, which is going on right now. You buy a 5-gallon Fleet Farm bucket, and you'll get 15% off everything you can fit inside the bucket. It's the bucket sale.
Anything?
If it fits in the bucket, whatever fits in the bucket, 15% off.
Shop in
store through Wednesday, August 28th. So you can do it all weekend long instead of watching these crummy games on television to save during Fleet Farm's bucket sale. And you know Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. But did you know that they also have the best prices guaranteed? That's right. Any day, every day, from pet food to auto essentials and more, you won't find better deals. So shop the best prices guaranteed today and throughout the weekend when you're not watching any of these sporting events or online at fleetfarm.com. All right, who else is in week zero, Jesse?
Saturday night primetime on ABC, Florida A&M in Norfolk State.
God, I'm going to have to tape that one.
7 o'clock, yeah. CBS Sports Network, SMU, who's an ACC team now, SMU and Nevada. Squaring off.
Is Nevada in the ACC?
No, they're
too?
Still in the Mountain West. Yep.
Okay.
3 o'clock in the afternoon, Montana State at New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one. I'm a Mavericks guy. I like the Montana State squad out there in Bozeman.
Okay, so I asked about Florida State, Georgia Tech, which is at least like a real game, and I give you New Mexico, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's the one I got. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Delaware State at Hawaii, 11 o'clock Saturday night.
Oh, Flacco Bowl. The old Flacco Bowl.
No, he just went to Delaware.
I've got our game of the week next week, though.
What is it?
So the Badgers play on Friday.
They
on
do.
Saturday at 6:30 p.m., your Idaho Vandals visit the Oregon Ducks.
Oh, wow. Let's go.
Let's go,
Let's
Coach.
Go.
Sidecast.
Might be
we
fun,
should
actually.
Sidecast.
That actually would be really fun. All right. That is it for the
I'm
weekend.
I'm a little nervous. Old Phil Knight's dumping a lot of cash into that Oregon program.
And that's on the Big Ten Network, I believe.
At least
oh, yeah.
It's
Oregon's
on Peacock,
Big Ten
so
team.
We can
I
watch.
I forgot about that. Yep. That'll be fun.
All right. Well, that is the weekend preview such that it was. Next, our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse, are you ready to pull this week's trivia winner yet?
Uh-oh, I should do that here in a minute. Yeah, let me go get the cheese fry helmet after we do our sleepers.
All right.
Good call.
Let's be ready for that. Before we do that, though, it's time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, campers, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilde and Tausch.
It is time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, presented by Steinhoffels. And right now, Steinhoffels is partnering with Special Spaces Wisconsin and the Green Bay Packers to create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all throughout Wisconsin. Now, this season, every time the Packers make a field goal, Steinhoffels will donate $1,000 to Special Spaces Wisconsin. So now you have another reason to cheer for Anders Carlson to make a lot more field goals this year because it goes to a great cause, Special Spaces Wisconsin, which helps create dream bedrooms for children battling cancer all across Wisconsin. Steinhoffels, of course, has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader since 1934. It is 100% employee-owned, and they are a proud partner of your Green Bay Packers. All right, Tausch. You're going to be taping it on your VHS recorder, your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week for Packers-Ravens, noon tomorrow from Lambeau Field.
Noon Central, that is. Make sure you know it's Central Standard Time, not Mountain.
Daylight Time. Central Daylight Time.
Wouldn't we all assume that?
Central Daylight Time.
Yeah, we probably should, but it'll you just never know. Last week's game's Mountain Time and et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so.
We never said it was at 6 know. Mountain Time. We just said 7 o'clock Denver, Green Bay.
You're very feisty today. And talking about strokes of midnight and everything else. Like, the whole thing is just goofy.
I'm a joker.
So I'm just going to continue to plug.
I'm a midnight. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
You're a piece of work today.
Whoa, Nelly. I don't know exactly who's all going to play. We have a really good idea. But I do know that Michael Pratt's going to play. And
Pratt-nator.
Jason was mentioning earlier about Sean Clifford trying to kind of solidify that spot and not have the doubts linger about should they go get somebody else and things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I do think a lot of times in these games, you start, especially second quarter on, you start seeing somebody kind of elevate. And I think Michael Pratt's going to do that. I think he's going to have a big second half. I think he's going to finish. And this is also contingent on which wideouts are going to be out there. If Dubois is out there in the first half, he continues to make plays. That battle line that's happening at that 6-7 spot. You know, who did Rob say it's going to be Dubois?
He said it's
going to be Heath.
It's Malik Heath, not to be confused with Malik Taylor or Alan Lazard. Malik Heath. Bo Melton.
He's got two games this weekend, tonight, tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah,
that's why they're playing the
deal.
Noon game. Yeah. He's flying to New York to play with the Jets. That's
New York.
Sunday night.
Welcome to New York, Pittsburgh, Detroit. It is Malik Heath, Bo Melton, and Grant Dubose fighting for the, if they're only keeping six, that's three guys for the fifth and the sixth spots. And he's written off Samari Toure, clearly.
Yeah, it seems as if. So, I think Pratt's going to have a day, and I think it's going to be relatively easy, although we're not counting the sleepers in the preseason yet. Jason won, I think, week one. I don't know who won last week, and this week I'm going to win. I'm going to get my season started with a Michael Pratt Steinhoffler of the week.
Okay. Michael Pratt, the rookie seventh-round pick out of Tulane.
The Green Wave.
And they are
the Green Wave.
I think it's more likely that they will stick with Sean Clifford as their backup. They will cut Michael Pratt. They will put him on the practice squad once he clears waivers, and that's where the third quarterback will reside for them this season. Now, there's a few sleepers that I really like, but I am going to go, since that we're not keeping score, and since Tausch has already proclaimed himself this week's winner, I'm going to go on the other side of the ball at a position that is not easy to make enough of an impact to win your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week. But okay. We've talked a lot about Javon Bullard. We've talked a lot about Evan Williams. Some have compared him to Micah Hyde. We've talked about Anthony Johnson, who was a seventh-round pick a year ago, played 300-plus defensive snaps, and he's probably their fourth safety. There's another guy, though, in the mix who I am eager to see because I'm guessing he's going to play a lot. And I was not super thrilled when they picked him only because I could see myself butchering his name and calling him Victor Oladipo. And that would be Ketan Oladapo. Fifth-round pick, safety from Oregon State. Had toe surgery after the combine, so he got a late start on camp. But did you know that last year when the Green Bay Packers finished with only one team with fewer interceptions than they had, their leading interceptor was Rudy Ford with two? That's how bad they were at taking away the football. So they have upgraded their safety position. They signed Xavier McKinney. They have gotten really good performance from Evan Williams / Micah Hyde. Obviously, they feel really good about Javon Bullard, who I think will be the starter despite Evan Williams' camp. But Ketan Oladapo needs to show something here because he's not injured, so they can't stash him away on injured reserve. If they release him, does he probably get through waivers? You would think so, but I think fifth-round picks, Tausch, you're kind of getting into that range where a team that liked them and liked the guy in the draft is going to snag him before he can get to the practice squad, right?
Yeah, it's the part that's always interesting, and this is where our, I guess, just being around and paying such close attention, I think we always, not always, but overvalue guys.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And you think, well, this guy's had a good camp. He can't go anywhere. You know what? Minnesota's people are doing the same thing. They have tough cuts that they're making. So it's got to be a pretty special talent for you to cut one of your guys and bring him in. Now, it happens, but I always feel like every year we're thinking, oh, well, this guy's had a good camp. You cut him, somebody's snapping him up, and 9 out of 10 times, that player ends up back on the practice squad. Now, it is a dice roll. You are doing it, you're kind of trying to figure out if this can work or not, and typically they end up back on the practice squad, but fifth-round picks, people will value that a little bit more, so that's just another one of the little Gutenader moves that he's got to try and figure out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. So, Catan Oladapo, if he gets a pick in this game, I feel pretty confident that Tausch's proclamation that he would win will be down the tubes. Jesse, who you got?
So, I have a name that I want to pick. And I want to ask you about this.
Malik Heath.
It is someone who has, I believe, caught...
Playing for the Jets, no.
He has caught a touchdown pass in the regular season. He's in the same vein as Malik Heath, but not as good, though. Samari Toure is in his third season.
Indeed, he is.
Is he going to get cut? Because there's...
Rob Domofsky clearly thinks so.
You look for room for growth and opportunity, and I don't see that for him anymore with the Green Bay Packers. So my instinct here is to pick him as the sleeper of the week this week, because it'll be an offense that, you know, he won't be part of the offense, that so they won't put anything on film for anybody to learn, and it's kind of like a farewell tour for Samari Toure on Saturday afternoon playing at Lambeau Field. Am I wrong to assume that?
I don't think you're wrong. I think that, you know, this is kind of the game where not only if you know who your starters are, you're not playing them, but there are probably a handful of guys that'll play early, and then their night, or afternoon in this case, will be over as well. So the Dimitri Stanleys, the Samari Toures. And in some ways, Tausch, tell me if I'm wrong here, but maybe you're giving some of these guys a little bit of help, right? That you don't think you're going to have room on your roster.
That's what they always say.
Him.
Yeah, we cut you early, so
no,
that
not
you can catch
him.
On somewhere else.
Not necessarily cutting him, but letting him get some film, maybe help their chances catching on elsewhere.
I understand, but that's the, I don't really want you, but somebody else can have you, and we're trying to help you. Or in a job, I'll write you a nice letter of recommendation, but you stink and we can't use you here anymore. That type of deal. The other part of this that's kind of interesting is you also, if there's somebody you really like, let's say your guy, Oladipo or Oladapo.
Oh, you want to hide him. You don't play him.
You don't play him because you don't want to showcase some things.
Yeah.
And especially Baltimore's watched you do this. So there's all this jockeying and... Almost like the draft, you have to try to kind of figure out, all right, well, how much demand is this going to be? Let's stash. And there's also, and you've seen this, Jason, where people will maybe put some things out there with maybe a guy that they don't want, but then they'll say something, and then all of a sudden a Wilde or a Domofsky will write an article because every other team is reading and studying what is being written by the guys that are on the ground doing this every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then that maybe draws some interest from them if you're trying to get like a Cole Van Lannen where you ended up getting a sixth or seventh round pick for somebody that you were probably going to try to put on a practice squad or cut. So that's all of this little, as you put it, subterfuge that goes on at the end of these preseason games. But now that the practice squad is so big, you know, the beautiful part of this is a lot of these guys that normally would have been out of jobs and would have been running around, working out, scrambling for workouts, they're home. And they have a place that they're training and that they're continuing to work on their craft. And as you said earlier in the show, it's one of the best things that happened throughout the COVID era is that this is one of those byproducts, and it does give guys a nice chance to lengthen and, you know, second chance at redeveloping their career.
So before Jesse pulls our trivia winner, by the end of preseason your rookie year, where we knew you were good, did you play in the last preseason game still? Did they still need to see more from old T?
I think it was just that there's some other guys that weren't playing, and I think there was an injury. And I remember when Juice Coaston went down, and I had to go in and play in a fourth preseason game in, like, year six and seven. It's don't take your tape off your wrists. Well, I took my tape off. I can't play. Well, you have to go back out there. Really annoying. But, yes, I did. I did play in those.
Okay. All right, Jesse, let's pull our trivia winner before we get to Woe Nelly.
All right, let's go ahead and get the... Oh, no, I spilled the... Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hey, you need me back in that room. You need me back in that room to get this thing righted.
No, I do not. No, I do not.
Come use the touch screen that's not a touch screen.
Have the cheese fry helmet. Been a while since I've actually done this between working a Friday and then Tom's doing it last week. Oh, wow. Dan in Cambria is the winner.
Yeah, I thought Jeff and Monroe for sure should have got it this week.
Are we paying out cash?
And how are
drink
they,
certificates?
How are they
for
splitting
the,
that up?
Different
if they
how about wedding DJ? We see if we can't get the wedding DJ from Middleton to jump in and help out.
Mike, the wedding DJ.
Congratulations, you've won DJ services for your wedding.
You just want to turn Jeff and Monroe's wedding into like the Wilde and Tausch family reunion.
We can save them some money.
Well,
we can save them some money.
We're trying to help. Chef Ed can get the spread ready for everyone.
Although I suppose we
get
probably...
Get Scott all fired up. Scott/Craig. We get help, you know, help them.
We really need to save some money for Scott/Craig.
Scuba Chad best man speech.
And we could have the Wilde and Tausch sandwich with a little bit of jelly on top that Dan and Cambria invented earlier in the show. We'll play Woe Nelly next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
And without further ado, time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, guys, a lot of Packers conversation throughout the show today. I want to talk Badgers for a minute because 1 week from tonight, Wisconsin kicks off the college football season against Western Michigan under the Friday night lights at Camp Randall Stadium. I know we talked about this when the schedule had first come out. We talked a lot about the Black Friday game against Minnesota being an 11 a.m. kickoff. What's our official stance on the Friday night opener kickoff next week? I am all in favor of the Friday night of Labor Day weekend having a Badger game that night. We've done it a few times in past years. I've loved it. Opens up the rest of the weekend for everybody. I'm a big fan of it. Tausch?
Yeah, I love it now, and this is, again, it goes back to when this first got announced, I thought it was a, you know, not this year, I'm saying like 4 or 5 years ago when the Big Ten said we're going to play Friday night games, I thought, boy, this sucks for high school coaches, and it still does, but I found out when you join the media, you become even a little more selfish about your time. And I love the Friday night game. I'd much prefer do it that way. Now, I'm going to be up in Green Bay because we have the Packer Hall of Fame stuff. So I'm going to do the show from up there. And then I'm going to have to scurry home to get to, so I can make sure I get my hit with Luke Fickell 3 hours before the game at like 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock. So that's the only thing I'm a little nervous about. But everything else, the game, it's a night game, which I think, especially to kick the season off, I think that's going to be awesome. The atmosphere should be great. It's before school starts, so there's just a lot of positive things. rather than it be just a normal Saturday afternoon game. I love the fact that they're playing on a Friday. I wish it was a Thursday night, if I'm being honest.
So that's a week from today, and the Packers open a week from, or 2 weeks from today. And I am a traditionalist. I believe in Friday night lights, and that does not apply to the National Football League. That does not apply to college football. Speaking of being selfish, there's a chance, I would think, at some point you will have a high school football player. And if the Badgers open on a Friday and you have to be calling the game instead of watching your favorite football player play, I think that's going to suck. So I am against Friday night football. I think Friday nights are reserved for high school.
Whoa, Nelly!
Throw that into the atmosphere. Yeah. It's good stuff.
You know, a wet blanket on
I
that.
I hope that you miss your kids' games because of this scheduling.
I don't. That's not what I. That's nice not what I said at all. I said
literally. It's exactly what Jesse. No, is that not what he just said?
I hope you have a favorite football player, or you have to miss his game to do a Friday night game.
I didn't say. Hey, I didn't say I hope that would happen.
Hey.
Well,
hey.
Don't be knobs. Hey. You're pissing me off already. That's not what I said.
Let's go. Feel good Friday.
I do not want you missing any of Max's games.
I understand. Jason, I understand, but you just said that, and that is part of the deal. Okay, we don't want to relitigate. Go to Wisconsin.
Whoa, Nelly!
Say that he hopes I miss games with Max. But that is part of the deal. There is, when you do this, and I knew that, when you're starting to infringe on the high school football has always been pretty. High school's Friday,
college Saturday,
NFL Sunday,
yes.
Monday. And you know what? The NFL said, no, we're going to go Wednesday when it's Christmas. We're going to go Thursday when it's Thanksgiving. And you know what? We're going to go Friday, too, because we can. And when that started happening, hey, the menorah just starts running downhill, and that's the way it goes. Don't get all angry at me, because that's what's happening, J-Dub.
I just don't want high school parents having to choose between the Badgers or the Packers or their own kid. Now, I would hope
certainly
they would choose their own kid, but it's just like Big O with the graduation versus the state baseball. I just don't. I'm not a fan. Next.
Whoa, Nelly.
Those dirty cheaters at Iowa getting all this stellar quarterback play for their high-octane offenses. Kirk Ferentz and Jonathan Budmeier, former Badgers assistant coach, suspended
yeah.
for the first game of the college football season for a level 2 NCAA violation, reaching out to a player prior to them entering the transfer portal in 2022. It is reported that that player is Cade McNamara, who transferred from Michigan to Iowa and got hurt last year, and that's why they had all the quarterback trouble that they did. What do you make of Kirk Ferentz and John Budmeier being suspended for game 1 against Illinois State, old T?
Yeah, I think it's dumb. Just like I think the Michigan stuff. Like, who suspended him? Iowa? Big Ten, or is it the NCAA?
Kirk Ferentz admitted to it, and I believe this was an NCAA suspension that came down.
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, it's a joke, but I think Kirk Ferentz, you know, that's Jason's guy. He butt-dials him.
Yeah, indeed.
He loves him, and I'm sure Jason's going to say, what an honorable guy, and what a great thing that he did.
Turned himself
in. If you're going to do this, have some production, right? Like, you're going to do all this and then have to sit here. And poor Budmeier, he's like he's one of the lackeys in all the president's men, where he gets thrown into the cave. The whole thing is just dumb. They should, if they don't want to coach it, great. I don't think he should be suspended. Slap him on the wrist and move on with your life. The NCAA, like I said, they're limp. It's not happening. They don't have it. I don't fully understand what the hell's going on. But whatever, move along. Let's just keep it rolling.
All the president's men, an even more timely reference than Dallas. I appreciate the fact that they admitted to their wrongdoing. So is Cade McNamara their starting quarterback now?
I think so. I guess I don't know.
You better hope so.
We haven't gotten to week zero yet. I'm not in college football mode yet. Once we get to week zero, I'll be in good shape.
Wait till Friday. But I will say this. I'm eager to see former Packers assistant, Tim Lester, if he's able to create an offense that scores actual points with Cade McNamara or whoever else might be playing quarterback buddy Kirk Ferentz.
I got a little spoiler alert. He's not going to. He won't.
And believe it or not, our clock management has been stellar. That's all we've got for Woe Nelly.
All right, we'll wrap things up like we wrap up every week and every Friday with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight.
Time now, the Friday tradition, unlike college and pro football, which is not a Friday tradition. Time now for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. And the inventor of Feel Good Friday kicks us off. It's Tausch.
All right, so this is one of the staples. Feel Good Friday, we have been on the air now 8 years and some change. And we've had Feel Good Friday, and our great partners at home and Lindsay Paints have been with us this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And this event that my neighbor Weston, one of Max's classmates, has organized and done, I believe, has been around as long as our show. I might be a couple years early, but every year he does this before school starts. He plants all this sweet corn. He puts this together. And it's in our neighborhood, so there's a sweet corn. There's a big steam engine that comes. Got all these water things for the kids to play. Corn eating contest that Eleanor, she thinks
dominates.
She's going to win this year. She thinks she got robbed 1 year, but she's competing in it. And all of the money raised goes to a local food bank here in Sun Prairie and in the Madison area. And it's just such a – I love the fact that here's this young kid. He was 7 or 8 when he started it. He's now 14, and he continues to do it and gets it and grows it bigger and bigger every year. Love it. Jesse, if you're in SP, you should come on down to Harvest in the Gardens this weekend. It is a great, fun event that raises a ton of money for the food shelter in town. Love it, and it always makes me feel good, and it's just another reminder, another year of our show, because this has been such a part of it for such a long time.
Was it knee high by the fourth? Is the question? Isn't that what have to? Is that what we judge
by? Yeah, I think a really good year with that wetness early and then the dryness late. I think it's a real good year for corn.
All right. Well, my Feel Good Friday is a tradition unlike any other. That's a great one though, and that is Dream Drive presented by AmFam at the joint practice on Thursday. Not only did the Packers participate as they do all the time, but the Ravens got to as well. We were talking to Isaiah Likely, their tight end, who had a little trouble figuring out which bike to take, but he ended up just sort of walking with the bike, which is my favorite version, and he spent some time with a local kid who I think was wearing a Ravens jersey because, well, there were lots of local people
kid.
That put on
no, there were
Ravens
no local
jerseys to
wore
ride
Ravens
the bikes, as someone may have pointed out yesterday. But I've always loved this tradition going back to when I first started covering the team. AmFam has taken it to an entirely different level. And it's over now. The training camp practices are closed from here until, well, apparently next summer, because they don't open OTA practices either anymore. So that is my Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, the beauty of Dream Drive.
Yeah, and I loved yesterday the Lamar Jackson almost bike spill. Like, the fact that the opposing players that come in get so excited, I think just adds to how cool this is. And LaFleur did it a bunch this year, Jordan Love. Another great year of Dream Drive, and just one of the great traditions in all of football.
Can't wait for them to bring back your bike, though, because that's really the only thing that was missing this year. All right, that's it for us this week. We will talk about the Packers preseason finale against the Ravens on Monday. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.